So today we are going to focus on favor and God's presence. Amen. And I want us to anchor ourselves in the scripture from the book of Exodus chapter 33. Exodus chapter 33 verse 15. In Jesus' name. And he said to him, "If your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people?" Praise the Lord. This is the question that Moses asked God. That if your presence will not go with me, just leave me where I am. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's no even a chance of starting the journey without God going ahead of you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is the utmost prayer that Moses prayed to the Lord, that if your presence will not go with me, you better not waste my time. Can you imagine somebody talking to God like that? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You better leave me the way I am, Lord, because I know what your presence is capable of doing in my journey. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because sometimes we do the work of God and people think we are wasting time because they don't see the God we serve. They don't see the power of the God we serve. They don't see the signs, the miracles. Glory be to God. They don't see lives of people being transformed for the glory of God in a mighty, mighty way. So Moses prayed and said, Moses prayed to the Lord, glory be to God, that the presence of God may go with him in the mighty name of Jesus. In other words, if your presence will not go with me, I am not going. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then he also prayed that how will people know? Hallelujah. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight? How shall it be known, glory be to God, that you have found favor in the sight of God? Glory be to Jesus. In other words, finding favor in the sight of God brings you to a place of divine election. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brings you to a place of elevation in the spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, if there were so many people that were qualified for a certain position and it happened that you are the one that is selected, glory be to God. In other words, all honor will have to be given to you because you deserve it in the mighty name of Jesus. In other words, it means that your encounter with God is in another level, glory be to God, because sometimes human beings like to challenge authority. Praise the Lord. And Moses knew that even among the congregation of Israel, there are people that were out there to make him look like a fool. People like Jabez, hallelujah. People who challenged the authority of Moses, hallelujah. They stood up and challenged the authority of Moses because they treated Moses just like any other body. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But they didn't know that the hand of God was in the life of Moses. Praise the Lord. Sometimes people may treat you ordinary. People may treat you like a fool. People may treat you like you are going nowhere. People may treat you like you have no purpose, you have no goal. People may treat you anyhow until the hand of God come upon you, until the presence of God manifest in your life, then they will know that you have found favor in the eyes of God. And you know the beautiful thing about finding favor in the eyes of God, it doesn't matter your level of education. There could be people more educated than you, but it is you that God will select select to manifest his glory. It is you that God will select to manifest his healing power. It is you that God will use to manifest his miracles. It is you that God will manifest his glory, his power, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know, when it comes to the hand of God, sometimes it's not how much you fast, how much you pray. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's not how much educated you are. Sometimes it's not what kind of school you went to. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Do you know, favor landed onto Peter. The Bible said that Peter was an educated man. Praise the Lord. But when favor came upon him, favor gave him a class in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You might be the one that dropped out of school, but when favor come, favor will give you dignity. Favor will give you a class. Favor will give you honor. Hallelujah. Favor will give you a garment to wear in the mighty name of Jesus. Favor will give you a voice among your people. Hallelujah. And Moses knew this. He knew that without God, he will be a laughing stock. Without God being in his life, without God manifesting his glory, without God going ahead of him, everything he will be doing, people will be laughing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How will they know that I have found favor in your sight if you do not go with me? Consider too that this nation is your people. And he said in verse 14, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. You see, that is the answer of God. The Bible says, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Halakadabababa. Do you know what it means to be given rest? To be given rest, it means that the Lord will level your battlefield. The things that you couldn't overcome yesterday, you will overcome them in the name of Jesus. They will be walk over. You will walk over tribulation. You will walk over mountains in the mighty name of Jesus. In other words, nothing will be able to stand between you and God. God will give you rest in the mighty name of Jesus. The things that seems to be so difficult in the past, the things that you used to fast for 40 days, 90 days, and nothing is happening. When rest come, things will begin to happen in the mighty name of Jesus, because it will be the hand of God working in your life. It will be the power of God working in your life. It will be the grace of God working in your life. It will be the signature of God. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible said the Lord sent the word to Zerubbabel, and he told Zerubbabel, it is not by might, neither by power, but it is by my spirit. That's why we need to pray for the manifestation of the presence of God. We need to pray that God Almighty may go ahead of us. Because when his presence is imminent, the devil has to check out. Ooh. When God entered the house, and clean spirit has to check out in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Today we have people with unclean spirit in the church struggling. Hallelujah. And they are not delivered because the presence is not imminent. When the presence is imminent, people will begin to manifest. People who are in bondage, they will be delivered. Even in the midst of prayer, in the midst of worship. Hallelujah. Just by worshiping God in spirit and in truth, people will receive their healing. They will receive their deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They will realize the back pain is gone. The headache is gone. Hallelujah. The problem they were struggling with is gone because they just happen to be in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Do you know when God enters into a place, he enters majestically. He enters like a king. He's the Lord that can speak to the waves of the sea. Be calm, be still, and everything come to a standstill. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible says, and I will give you rest. I am not just coming to help you, but I am coming to give you rest. You have been working too much by your own effort. You have put too much energy, too much physical flesh. But God is arriving to help us. God is arriving to help you. In the name of Jesus, the thing that you couldn't do with your might, the things that you couldn't do with all the level of your education, with all your studies, doors are still locked. You wonder why you are not getting opportunities, because God has to give you rest. When God gives you rest, he begins to act on your behalf. He begins to work things in the spirit that will begin to manifest in the physical. In the mighty name of Jesus, that one day you will say, indeed, this far that I have come, you are Ebenezer. Hallelujah. You see, that was Abraham. He said, this far, Lord, I have come. You are Ebenezer. He realized, you see, Abraham reached to a place in his life. He realized, Lord, this is not because I am smarter than others. This is not because I went to the best school in the nation. Lord, this far, it took your hand. You walked with me. You journeyed with me. You went ahead of me. You prepared a way where there is no way. Your presence spoke to the hearts of kings. Your presence spoke to the hearts of the people. Hallelujah. You prepared people that prepared bread for me. You prepared people that prepared a shelter for me in the name of Jesus. When the presence of God go ahead of you, God will speak to men to help you in the name of Jesus. It reminds me of the story when it was approaching the Passover, and the disciples were worried where they were going to get the food, hallelujah, to prepare for the Passover. Hallelujah. And Jesus happened to send them somewhere, hallelujah, to a certain house, and he told them that, tell them that God is in use of the house. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So there are people that God had already spoken to them to prepare a table for his son. Even the disciples were surprised. Glory be to God. Even when they went to take the donkey, hallelujah, how can you just go and take somebody's property? And when Jesus told them, when the owner asked, what are you going to do with it, and tell them that the master is in need of it, hallelujah, and the owner of the donkey gave the donkey, hallelujah, because the presence of God has gone ahead of him. In the mighty name of Jesus, when the presence of God go ahead of you, God will prepare your table. God will prepare the things that you need, and he will give you rest. In the name of Jesus, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. And he said to him, if your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight? Imagine, Moses is still repeating this. I and your people, is it not in your going with us so that we are distinct? Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, so that you are distinct. To be distinct there means to be peculiar. So favor brings distinction. Hallelujah. You have to stand out when the hand of God is upon you. You will stand out in that company when the hand of God is upon you. You will stand out in your career when the hand of God is upon you. You will stand out in that business when the hand of God is upon you. You will stand out in your ministry when the hand of God is upon you. You will stand out in your calling when the hand of God is upon you, in the mighty name of Jesus, because the favor of God is coming to make you distinct. Hallelujah. That people can look at you and they can know, they can surely see there is something superordinary at work in your life. There is something that surpasses human knowledge, human understanding, that is at work in your life. There is the God of the universe at work in your life, at work in your ministry. That the supernatural hand of the living God is at work. So that we are distinct, I and your people, from every other people on the face of the earth. This was the prayer of one of the mighty intercessor in the Bible. Hallelujah. This was the prayer. Is it your prayer tonight? That the Lord let your presence go ahead of us. In whatever I'm going to do, oh God, I can't afford to go with my strength. I can't afford to go with my own physical ability. Lord, I can't afford to be ordinary when my God is not ordinary. In the name of Jesus. When I am a daughter of a king, when I'm a son of a king, I can't afford to be ordinary. When I am a royal priesthood, I can't afford to be ordinary. Oh, the King of glory, let your presence go with me so that it may be known we are a people that God have separated for his glory. We are a church that God has separated, that God has handpicked. Awa shakatarabayata ruasha payente mikurayata regede meneto zeke parata magadeleke rakaparana makuro robobobobobo rakatarabayanta mukozele kayakata. We are a people that God have chosen to decree his glory. We are a generation that God has anointed to display his splendor, to display his glory. Hanamahoto zelekedi andamakarataya ruashande makadi elekede mahanda labatia repatana mahanto roboyataya jekepetele bene matana makanda lagadaya upayanta makali kete debedelete. You the Lord that make your servants to become flames of fire. Almighty Jehovah, make us to become a flame. Make us to become a flame that will turn our generation on fire for God. Make us to become a flame that will turn nations on fire for God. Make us to become a flame that will turn cities upside and down, because thy presence has gone ahead of us. We cannot afford to be ordinary this year 2026. We cannot afford to be like any other people, because the Lord Almighty is with us. He's coming to make a distinction. Who are his children and who are not his children? Who are his sons and who are not his sons? Who are his daughters and who are not his daughters? Who are his church and what is not his church? Almighty God, all the universe, we pray, our Abba Father, we call unto you, Lord. Let thy presence go ahead of us. Let thy presence, as a church, we pray. Mana taraba ya taraba, o parande makatorobo ya tarada, o parande makatele ketorobo zande, repeteri baba babo shaya. This year 2026, let thy glory, let thy presence go
ahead of us in everything that we are going to do. Let thy presence go ahead of us in every service, in every worship, in every praise. Let thy presence go ahead of us in every Bible study. Let thy presence go ahead of us in every outreach. Let thy presence go ahead of us as we gather, oh Lord. Let thy presence go ahead of us as we worship you. Let thy presence go ahead of us as we kindle your fire upon the altar. Let thy presence go ahead of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Almighty God, give us rest. Give us rest this year, 2026, oh God. May you give us rest. Give us rest, oh God. The things that we have struggled, oh God, let them begin to happen, because God have descended. Pray these prayers. Open your mouth and begin to pray that, Father, give me rest. Give me rest. Almighty God, give us rest. Give us rest in this journey as a church, as restoration of the tent of David. We pray for rest. We pray for rest. We pray for rest. We pray for the rest of God that will cause expansion. We pray for the rest of God that will cause fruitfulness. We pray for the rest of God that will cause abundance. We pray for the rest of God that will cause growth all over the land. This ministry will grow from state to state, from city to city, from nation to nation. Ayana namahande liba umaratara baba o parata barande repeteri baba o paranta magatele ketede ruashanda makatala dima o parante mikatile gedede ruashande makatararia o parantani mahantoro boshaya. Give us rest all around, all around, all around. Pray, tell Father, Father, give me rest all around, all around, all around in my life. Give me rest in my ministry. Give me rest in my workplace. Give me rest. Give me rest all around, all around, all around. The Bible said the Lord told Moses that my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest, and I will give you rest, and I will give you rest. Receive the rest of God. Receive the rest of God. Receive the rest of God. Receive the help of God. Receive the rest of God. Receive the rest of God. Receive the rest of God. Ruata paradada, rakate gidagada, reta mahandelebete, reke baratata, rabababababa. Did they bring it down? Bring it down. Hallelujah. Do you know when the rest of God even come upon your business? That business that was struggling. Hey, hey! Faraba shatalwa umandwa lekedi dema ubata lakatema tubala lakateleke. People will begin to line up for that business in the name of Jesus, because the rest of God has come upon it. When the rest of God come upon our ministry, we are expanding, we are growing. I want you to cry for rest. I want, because rest can make everything that seems impossible to become possible. Rest is a dimension of the help of God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, just right now as I was praying, I'm receiving this revelation that when God give us rest, God will echo our voices in peace. people's ears. What in the Lord say, Huma brody, Huma brody. Hallelujah. You see what God did? God stirred the geography. There's something that echoed in the air that hit the heart of the kings and nations, that they heard what their God has done. And wherever, because they heard what God has done, wherever the children of Israel entered, the hearts of kings melted. They created bypaths for them. They created ways for them. Hallelujah. Because there is something that God did in the atmosphere. There is something that God did in the atmosphere. I want you to help me pray this prayer, that God may do something in your atmosphere. God may do something in your atmosphere. God may do something in our atmosphere. As a child, that God of the universe may do something in our atmosphere that will change the landscape over our outreach. Our name will be heard. Our voices will echo into chambers of men, into chambers of cities, into chambers of kings, into chambers of White House, into chambers of palaces. Yakadagalagada, help me bring it back. Rigadia Mahandele Ketologodash, Ruasha Bakatele Katurakatagalagadash, Ruakata Manitele Betele Katurakatagalagada, Ruakata Barante Megatele Ketegede, Sheketele Kanakata Lagada, Ruapayata Barante Megatora Rigadagada, Rapayata Ragadigadagadas, Sheketele Menatua, Ruasha Paradian Toroboyataya, Reketari de Maganaganas, Ratara Baba 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 Baba. Rakate gedeginaza, Rapaya tatatatata, Rekabayan toro baba baba baba, Reke perina maganate. Almighty God, give us rest all over around us. Give us rest as a church, give us rest as individual, give us rest as a ministry in the name of Jesus. In America, give us rest. In Chicago, give us rest. Oh, the King of the universe. In Africa, give us rest. In Kenya, give us rest. Yekete riba baba baba boshanta riba ranta makatoro doda lekete benetoli handolo boyataya yekete rima handoro boyataya jekendo roboyante mina konto la dima alekete de menotoria tatatata rekete benetoria rakatororia jekete menetele kentolo bonataya yekete menetoria tanama kantala kidido lekete meneteli kataragadaya Ratari mahantara barina o parade maganande ri parado coranande i paratana makoria raparani hendele ketolagira o parate sepetele. Let your presence go ahead of us. Let your presence go. Go, Lord. Go to every place, every border. Go ahead of us in the name of Jesus. Bring it down, David, in the name of Jesus. Let your presence go ahead of us in the name of Jesus, that we may be distinct from all the people. The presence of God comes to beautify. The presence of God comes to beautify. It comes to elevate. It comes to set a standard. I want you to pray that the glory of God will help us to stand out from the crowd. The glory of God, the presence of God will help you. It will help your business to stand out. Where businesses have failed, your business will stand out. In the mighty name of Jesus, where ministries have failed, your ministry will stand out. In the mighty name of Jesus, where people's farm have failed, your farm will do well. In the name of Jesus, because the hand of God is upon it. In the mighty name of Jesus, help me pray that prayer item for 1 or 2 minutes. They will bring it up in the name of Jesus, that the presence of God will make us distinct. In the mighty name of Jesus, that our ministry will not be an ordinary ministry. Our ministry will be a ministry of solution. Our ministry will be a ministry of impactation. Our ministry will be a ministry of healing. Our ministry will be a ministry of signs and wonders. Our ministry will be a ministry of demonstration of the power of His might, of the power of His glory, of the power. Oh my nakatula gadagadagada shekelekalakalakala sakalakala sikenadi rakadagalakala sikenadi sheke parata bagadalagada rata badadabadala o parata rabidi bedibede sheke digalakala sakenadi dignano kuraganate dignano kuraganate sheke bedibede rata dadadadadadada ruwa parata bagadale kotokalakala sheke debedalakadagalakala sakenadi ruwa payanta magnadi dignano kuraganata ruwa payante mikatolagadiyata sheka parata namagadale ketosh reke perina maganato dognani riparada babababababa. Oh Father, we cannot afford to be the same. We cannot afford to be taught as usual. We have to be taught full of the life of God. We have to be taught full of the victory of the cross. We have to be taught full of the might, of the glory, of the manifestation of His power. In the mighty name of Jesus, that the sick must be healed. In the name of Jesus, the cripple must walk, the blind must see, deaf ears must pop open. In the mighty name of Jesus, because Your presence is with us, things has to take shape. In the name of Jesus, broken backs has to be strengthened. In the name of Jesus, tumors has to disappear. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh namakadile kidagada danda umada bandele betete mada tatata regede minatura batala tetetete regede minatura bandala bete 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 ruabayata rabandala bete 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 ruaparate bedele katura gadadada rande meke toroba yatata regede menekete kateli akotada rande meke telekete kedede seek us to be healed. In the name of Jesus, lives of men has to be transformed. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the lepers has to be cleansed, blind eyes has to see, the dead has to come to life. In the mighty name of Jesus, because we are called upon our God, that His presence may go ahead of us. Oh mighty God, we cannot afford to be like any other church, oh God. We want to be a church full of Jesus. We want to be a church full of You, Lord. We want to be a church full of Your glory, full of Your power, full of Your presence, full of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, ay, 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 ay. Ooh, na, 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 nye, le, 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 man. Oh, manakile, manana, nye. Hadale shanana mosilele hadile manana o baratile manakiele halalie manana nanie hadalie masalalie ma o paratile manotorie halie manana o sanalie masanalie o sanamahalie mana Zananie labie labie halabie namakosi lima uzananie labie ma uzananie halaka halaka lamie namukolie ma uzananie lakie uzananie manaka uzananie lalie. There's something that the Lord is doing in the spirit. He's tarrying, He's aligning, He's fixing things that have been destroyed. He's putting things to the bright places where they belong. May the Lord gather your life this year 2026. May the Lord fix things that have been broken. things that have been out of shape, in the name of Jesus, let your prayer life return back. Let your devotion return back. Let your family come back to order. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you, Jesus. Receive all the glory. Receive all the honor. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done. Blessed be your name. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.